From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There's still a lot to be done to bring things in New Orleans and the Gulf Coast back to normal. And for the next few months, we're going to bring you stories of some of the people who are doing that hard work. Today, NPR's Noah Adams tells us about a young doctor who has her own new business. In case of illness or accident, she's there 7 days a week.
A street in New Orleans, a corner building, now renovated and painted a happy shade of coral, a sign outside that says, Urgent Care. And inside, you'll find Dr. Aisha Nikolic. In a place where everybody seems to have an interesting voice, she goes all the way to intriguing.
Urgent care is more of, I cut myself, I sprained my ankle, I don't want to go sit in the emergency room, my throat hurts, is it strep or is it not? I've got high fever, my doctor won't see me for a week. You know, you want to be seen when you feel bad, and that's what we do.
Aisha Nikolic, she calls herself Dr. Nick, was born in Denver. Her parents are Croatian. Her dad was an international businessman. She attended university in Vienna, and that's where she got her medical degree, then a residency in New Orleans, and now the new adventure, New Orleans Urgent Care. It's downtown, close to the French Quarter and the Convention Center. No appointments, just walk in. Right away, you'll see Dr. Nick and her staff. They'll sew up a cut finger, do an EKG, almost instant blood and urine testing, and digital x-rays. A radiologist can view them online.
Let's say I see something on your x-ray and I'm not too sure what I'm looking at. I call him up, he logs into my server, and he takes a look at it and says, yes, what you're looking at is pneumonia, or no, looks fine to me, it's a normal variant.
Right now I'm laying on my side with eardrops in my ear because apparently there was a massive buildup of wax on top of the sinus infection that made it to where I couldn't hear.
This is Stu Geisicke on his side on a table, looks like he has a fever, says he's been working 16-hour days, been stubborn about the earache, now is exhausted and hurting.
I usually take the holistic route. I haven't been to a real doctor, you know, real air quotes, in God, 8 years since the last time I had to get a shot for something. And a doc in the box like this is really convenient.
Stu Geisicke's stepmother, Kimberly, in another examining room, tells me she's also got a sinus infection. The Geisicke family has at last opened a new restaurant.
We've been working very, very hard getting this place open. It's been a long road.
Kimberly Geisicke does have a regular doctor, but it's a long drive and maybe a long wait. And she's very happy with Dr. Nikolic.
She gives me a hard time about smoking, mm-hmm. So I'll take her. She's a great girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
We have the mini lab. I have my parents helping me with the setup after the storm. My dad was actually director of a chemistry lab before he decided to go into business, so he's got his PhD in good use right there.
I'm retired, so I don't have a restriction of time.
Nick Nikolic worked in sales and then set up his own import-export business. They have a house in Vienna, one in Connecticut, but New Orleans works for now.
We spend a lot of time now here the last 2 years trying to help her to start up the clinic. So we use one of her apartments on the lake.
His daughter, Aisha Nikolic, watched Katrina on television, staying with some friends in New York City, came back south within a few days knowing physicians were needed badly. But really she thought she would make a new life someplace else. She was finished with New Orleans.
The city smelled bad, looked depressing, and I was single at that time. You know, being a single female physician in New Orleans post-Katrina was no fun. We had a tremendous choice of construction workers. There was no nightlife to speak of except Bourbon Street. It was very much catering to the manual laborers who worked hard all day, who had a family somewhere else and came here to let steam off. There was no movie theaters. There was no plays. There was no music. The restaurants were all closed.
For young professionals, though, in New Orleans lately, things had been moving fast. Dr. Nikolic met somebody, got engaged, had been maybe thinking about an urgent care place downtown.
And I ran into this building, and my fiancé actually pushed me a little bit and said, this would be a great investment.
The building was on the market for $360,000. To fix it up and put in the equipment would cost about that much more. But Aisha Nikolic would have her own clinic, and maybe she could make some money. She'd like to do more traveling with other doctors to underserved parts of the world. In New Orleans, there were zoning and construction issues about a year's delay, but now the doctor is in from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. most days. Business lately has been good because the flu shots didn't match up with the flu strains that came through. So long weeks in the clinic, and still Dr. Nick goes out to work full shifts in hospital emergency rooms for the extra money.
And I'm going to continue to do that because I can't make a living off of this just yet.
Back in Washington, when I put this story together, I got to wondering about all the money that Aisha Nikolic has put into starting New Orleans Urgent Care. I sent her a note. Can that much of an investment, close to $1 million, actually pay back over time? A quick email return, she wrote, "Damn, I hope so." Noah Adams, NPR News.